Hey guys, do you like heavy metal? Do you like video games, comic books, movies, theme parks, or even cool TV shows? We've got the place for you. Metal Geeks. Time to rock out with your geek out. Here are your hosts, Kerry the Metal Geek, Dave, and George. Geek it out, fellas.
You're listening to the ESO Network, your station for all things geek.
Welcome, my friends, to episode number 173 of the Metal Geeks Podcast. I am one of your hosts. I am Kerry the Metal Geek, along with...
George motherfucking Tripsis. Please excuse my voice. I'm a little sick.
He is sick tonight. He's sick because of all the metal we just influenced him with.
It's true. I'm sick of metal.
We have a very special guest tonight. Dave is not here, but our illustrious co-host from MSR Cast, Sean the Metal Pigeon. Welcome back to the show, sir.
Thank you. It's been a long time.
Oh, we're clapping. When was the last time you were on Metal Geeks?
That'd be like half a year to a year.
The last time you've been in the movie theater, maybe?
Yeah, that's maybe.
We were just talking about that earlier. When's the last movie you saw? Dunkirk or something?
It was Dunkirk, that's right, yeah.
Yeah, that was like last Christmas.
2 years ago.
I think 2 years ago. Wow.
Wait, are you sure that was after Last Jedi or before?
I'm not 100% sure.
Okay, because it was either one of those two.
Because I bought Dunkirk on Blu-ray last Christmas, last year.
There's nothing that comes in the theaters, honestly, that makes me go, I need to see that in the theaters. I mean, now the only thing that's coming up, it's the Star Wars movie. Which, yeah, of course I want to see that in the theaters.
Well, it's a good thing we're talking about Star Wars then.
But, I mean, everything else in the interim.
Yeah, Dunkirk came out in 2017.
That sounds about right.
2 years ago.
Wow, dude. Yeah. I want to start bringing you to movies then.
Sounds about right.
You need to go to movies more often.
But my attitude is this, and tell me if I'm wrong.
You're wrong.
Some of these movies just don't justify seeing them in a theater, where you're just like, I could just watch this at home in the comfort of my own privacy.
Depends on the movie. But I see every movie in the theaters.
He does. He goes to Alamo Drafthouse a lot. Right. And I have the AMC pass, so I pay $20 a month.
Oh, no, that's what I went to go see Lords of Chaos earlier this year in the theater at Alamo. I forgot about that. Okay, so.
Okay.
There you go.
I didn't see that in the theater. I watched that from my home.
Yeah.
But yeah.
Yeah.
So you're looking forward to Rise of Skywalker? Is that what it's called?
Oh, yep. Yeah, absolutely.
It's weird because, like, Rise of Skywalker, then the new attraction at Disney, we'll talk about later. Open today as we're recording, called Rise of the Resistance. Like, they both have Rise in the title.
They're like rising from stuff.
Apparently they do.
Awakening and rising is really their thing.
Yep.
Do you have to watch The Mandalorian in order to get the new Star Wars movie?
No.
Okay.
Not at all.
I heard some stuff about, like, oh, they're connecting all these plots together and stuff.
I don't think so.
I don't think so either.
All right. We're going to talk about The Mandalorian, but what I want to first talk about is the video game.
Fallen Order?
Star Wars Jedi Fallen Order.
I haven't finished it yet.
I finished it.
Yeah?
How far are you?
I think I'm toward the end, but I'm not sure.
I don't want to spoil anything, but...
Yeah, I don't want to spoil anything either.
I enjoyed the game. I've known a lot of people... You go ahead and cough it out, dude.
Yeah.
Cough it out.
Sorry.
No, you're good. I know a lot of reviews. They're like, it's an okay game. I really had a good time.
It's hard.
It is very hard, but you can also put it on, I can't remember the name of the mode. It's like the easy mode. It's
the story mode.
Yeah. It just makes it really simple.
Is that what you've been playing it on?
A few times I did. When I couldn't get past a boss, I'm like, all right, fuck this, story mode.
Yeah.
And back to normal.
I've been playing it on normal.
It's difficult.
It's very difficult.
So this game.
It's soul crushing difficult.
It's a cross between the difficulty of Dark Souls.
Jesus.
And the exploration of Tomb Raider. A Tomb Raider game mixed with Star Wars. It's a perfect combination. It really is.
I just wish the story was better.
Yeah, the story is decent enough.
It's meh.
It's serviceable, as I call it.
Yeah.
The lead guy, Cameron Monaghan, is actually pretty good.
Yeah, and the BD-1, easily the cutest robot.
BD-1's amazing.
The cutest robot ever made.
They need to make full-size replicas of BD-1.
Totally. I will buy one in an instant.
Better than that with a Dio was from the new
Fuck that Dio robot.
It's all about BD-1.
Exactly.
I am totally on board for that.
I want a BD-1, like, yesterday.
I want a... plush BD one. I have one Funko BD one.
Yeah.
I want the remote control one. Yeah. It's an awesome.
It's the cutest robot Star Wars universe.
I agree.
Yeah.
It's a really good. I like the game a lot. I wish it was a little bit longer. It felt like I was just getting really into it, and then it was sort of over.
Right.
But it's maybe
The replay factor maybe will be better.
Yeah. If you run through it and you don't find every single secret collectible and all that good stuff.
That's what I've been doing so far.
It's about a 10-hour game, which I wish it was a little bit longer, but 10 hours it's decent enough. But when the game is so much fun, you want it to be more. It's really satisfying to force pull a stormtrooper towards you, slice him with a lightsaber, and then throw him at your enemies.
Yep.
It's a lot really of fun. Satisfying. It's a fun game, and it's made by Respawn Entertainment, who did Titanfall. So if you play the Titanfall 2 single-player game, it's very much like that. Especially as, like, there's a lot of wall running and
traversal. Yeah, there is a lot of wall running.
There is a lot of wall running, which is fun.
I fuck up a lot on the wall running.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And there's a lot of meditation in this game.
Yeah.
To save your game, you go into
I just
meditation.
Hate it when you meditate and you want to, like, refill your health, whatever, all yeah. the enemies come back.
It respawns to the enemies every time. Yeah.
Sucks.
It's sort of... Yeah, you have to... Is it worth it to save my spot and get my energy back here, or...
No, it's always worth it.
Yeah. There's some difficult... Not just stormtroopers, but you're fighting, like, shock troopers, and there's, like...
Death troopers.
The death troopers are hard, and there's, like, all these weird aliens that you're fighting that just... Like
the aliens the are the worst. The AI is really good?
What's that?
Like, the AI is really good?
No. It's okay.
It's just waves and waves of enemies?
Not that bad.
No.
I mean, you do fight the from Rogue One, the
K2SO.
K2SO model. I don't remember what they're called, but the pig, tall, lanky.
They're hard.
They're super hard. And it's a fun game, dude.
I always hack them. That's how I get past them.
I never thought about doing that.
Yeah.
I just did that double move where you double lightsaber and you just slices them in half.
Nice.
Once you get powerful enough in this game, it just sort of...
Yeah, it's stupid how powerful you can get.
It really is. But it's a great game. It's a good... It's made by EA, so I know Dave would fucking hate that portion of it. But there's no microtransactions.
I don't see any EA fingerprints anywhere, though.
Which is weird that they put out this game that's single-player only. It's a narrative-driven single-player Star Wars game. And they're like, yeah, that stuff doesn't sell.
Right.
This fucking game sold gangbusters. It did really well. They're all, we're going to make a sequel to it already.
Yeah, I hope so. Hopefully it's better.
They'll probably throw more money at it.
Yeah.
Make it better. Which is just, it just proves that there is a need and a desire by gamers out there for AAA high-quality single-player narrative-driven games. Doesn't all have to be multiplayer online only.
You got it on Xbox, or?
I got it on the Xbox, yeah.
So did you notice that your graphics were a little shitty?
A little bit.
Yeah, so were mine.
Do you have 4K and all that?
No.
I have 4K, and it doesn't look that bad, but I can... there's an option in the menu where you can turn it... I can't remember what it's called. It keeps the frame rate it full. It loses quality at some points, but it keeps your frame rate steady. And you can just turn that off and on in the menu. Mm. They don't tell you about it, but it's there.
I just noticed there's like some really like shitty quality moments in the graphics.
I can see that.
Is the implication that the PS4 version is better?
That's what I was going to ask.
I don't know. The team you're with is sort of cool, too. It's one of the girls from Mad TV.
I love the alien, the captain.
Yeah.
He's my favorite. Griff.
Yeah.
Grease.
Grease, yeah.
Grease. Yeah, Grease.
He's so much fun. That's a really cool character. It's like Danny DeVito almost.
Most definitely, yeah. Yeah, I think he was influenced by
Danny.
Definitely the most interesting character in the whole show or the whole game.
Yeah,
and I love the ship, the Mantis.
Yeah,
it's a really cool design.
And you get to fight a couple of Inquisitors in the game.
I kind of wish the people who designed this game would have designed Rogue One, because then Rogue One would have probably been a better movie.
We're still going to agree to disagree on that movie.
Okay.
If you have any interest, I'll let you borrow the game if you want to play it.
Yeah, I'll check it out next time I'm over here.
Okay.
Yeah.
You have an Xbox, right?
No.
No.
But PS4?
PS4.
Yeah.
All right.
So no, you won't be borrowing it.
You won't be borrowing my copy. But it's definitely
worth playing. You should play it, though, if you're a Star Wars fan.
Yeah, I can't think of the last Star Wars game I played.
Force Unleashed?
It might have been the MMO I tried for a little bit, a long, long, long time ago.
Knights of the Old Republic?
Yeah.
Wow.
What was the one where you could be like a cook or whatever and become like a Jedi by being a cook?
I have no idea.
That's a fever dream or something. I don't know. It might be that game. I never really played that. I couldn't get into those
MMOs.
MMORPG, whatever they're called. Yeah. This never was my style.
Yeah.
Even like online game, there's not really my style. I just don't have the time for it, you know?
Yeah.
I'd rather play a single player game. If I need to put it down to do something else, go do something, I can. You know what I mean? I have to worry about it.
If you have a system that can handle it, like the whole Steam and everything, like just it makes it feel like you have a console if you have a decent enough system.
Yeah, which I don't.
Yeah, I can't run that stuff on a laptop. Just no.
So Fallen Order, thumbs up.
What'd you say?
Fallen Order, thumbs up.
I thought you said Law and Order. I'm like,
that
oh,
too.
Jedi Law and Order.
Jedi I'd play Law that and game. Order. That's a good game.
It's like Ace Attorney. What's the name of that game? You remember what I'm talking about?
Yeah. Harvey Birdman.
Not Harvey Birdman. There was that. It was like the 3DS game. I can't think of what it's called right now.
I don't know.
It was just, yeah. But yeah, I'd play Jedi Law and Order. What I have been playing, we talked about a little bit on the last MSR cast episode, is Valfari. And that's the game you were playing earlier.
Oh.
Fucking difficult as hell, but it's basically an 8-bit, 16-bit retro style game in the style of Metroid, but it's not a Metroidvania style game where it's a linear version of it. Very Geiger influenced, but very contrasting colors. So it's like a lot of dark colors, but a lot of like neon orange and blue and greens and stuff like that. Game's fucking difficult. I spent like an hour and a half trying to get past this boss earlier today, like or from yesterday into today. I was playing during my lunch. I'm just like, I was getting so frustrated. But when you finally get past it, you know, you get so happy. You're like, yes.
The sigh of relief.
And then like the next section is like even harder. You're like, fuck.
That's how I felt about the second sister in Fallen Order.
Yeah. Yeah, for sure.
Fuck her.
That's where I sort of lowered my level for a while and went back. It was like the Messenger on Switch last year, which is my favorite game, my game of the year, but it was difficult as hell.
See, at least they let you do that these days, you know what I mean?
What?
Like lower the difficulty a little bit. Like when you used to play like
or just make the game easy enough to play.
Like NES, like old NES shooters and stuff, like I forgot. There was one I remember clearly. The most difficult game I ever played. It was like Gradius or something like that.
Gradius, yeah.
Or something. It was like a side shooter. And just the most brutal. And there was no difficulty setting. You just either did it or you didn't, you know?
There's no enjoyment in that.
So I would also compare this Valfaris. 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 Maybe like Contra, because there's a lot of running, gunning, but you have a sword and stuff like that, too.
Ninja Gaiden? Ninja Gaiden?
Not really. Maybe. Yeah. Maybe a little bit. But it's a fucking heavy metal game, dude. Every time you get a weapon, you like bang your head. The soundtrack was done by the ex-guitar player from Celtic Frost.
Yeah.
Or Celtic Frost, however you want to say. Wasn't, you know...
Or are they the Boston Celtics or the Boston Celtics?
It's the Boston Celtics. Isn't it, right?
No.
No.
There is a saying about in the metal community, is it Celtic Frost or Celtic Frost? And you know what it is. Yeah, it's done by the same company that did Slain Back from Hell, which if you haven't played that game, it's difficult as hell too, but it's heavy metal based, you know, platformer.
Yeah.
I recommend Valfaris a lot. It's on PS4 as well, so if you have a PS4, you can play it.
Valfaris, sir.
Yeah. Hard name to remember. Because I saw a review about it, and I'm like, oh yeah, the game looks really cool, then I totally forgot about it, because the name is sort of like forgettable.
Right.
The Valfaris is actually the name of your ship that you travel on to get to this planet, which is very Metroid style, you know?
Right.
Have you played anything recently besides Fallen Order?
Me?
Yeah.
No.
What about you, Sean?
No.
Nothing on your phone? Nothing?
No. I bought an SNES Mini recently.
Did you really?
And I did the whole thing where you could hack it or whatever, load it with a bunch of other games. And I spent like a good week really getting into it, playing stuff, dipping into like old Mario games, playing a lot of Street Fighter. And then I started playing extensively, replaying Final Fantasy VI.
I was going to say Final Fantasy, yeah.
And then I stopped. And then I haven't touched it for like 3 months. So.
Oh, wow.
I don't know what it is about like me and games. I just think I like hearing about them and reading about them more than I like playing them, which is weird. Most of my time is devoted to music, so I don't have the time.
Right.
Yeah. So, yeah.
All right. So I know you haven't seen it, but we're going to really keep this episode sort of Star Wars based. Apparently,
we should.
We're going to.
Yeah.
Let's talk about The Mandalorian.
Let's talk about.
I know we have differing opinions already.
We do?
I think we do.
Oh.
Yeah. What's
your opinion?
Okay, here's my opinion of The Mandalorian. I really loved Baby Yoda at the beginning. Now it's too much. It's like everywhere. The show is a little slow. It's a great looking show. It's fun, but it's a little bit slow. But I do enjoy it. I mean, don't get me wrong. I think if the shows are any more than like 30, 35, 40 minutes, it would be too much. But I know it's interesting to see the actual Mandalorians and the actual culture behind everything and all that. Because I've always been a big fan of, Boba Fett, who's not technically a Mandalorian. He just wears the uniform.
Mandalorian armor.
The armor, yeah. So.
Which he might be. We don't know if he is or isn't.
Right. Well, he's a clone of Jango Fett.
But, it might get retconned.
It's true. Well, no, because that's... I don't know if they get a retcon, because that is canon. Those movies are canon, unfortunately.
We don't know if that kid ever becomes Boba Fett or not. It's just alluded to us.
Okay, that's true. That's true. You never see the kid actually put on the... He grabs Jango's helmet, but he never...
Never puts it on.
Okay. That's true.
I'm just saying.
But he's not... Boba Fett can't be real Mandalorian because he died really quickly.
Some Mandalorians die easily. That makes you think maybe Boba Fett isn't really dead.
Point taken.
Exactly.
So, I'm not trying to spoil anything, but there was a scene, there was a scene in Empire Strikes Back.
Have you seen Return of the Jedi?
Oh, yeah.
Okay.
Okay, yeah. Spoiler, Boba Fett gets... Okay. I think we're past that time when we could say that, right?
Yeah.
But there's a scene in Empire Strikes Back where Darth Vader says to Boba Fett, "No disintegration." Never knew what that meant until The Mandalorian.
Until this new show, yeah.
So The Mandalorian's main weapon is the same weapon that Boba Fett had in the Star Wars Holiday Special.
It's where it was inspired from.
Yeah, it's this gun weapon, like a blunt gun weapon. But there's an option on there where he can turn it on. And it just disintegrates people.
It's more like a shotgun than anything.
Yeah, it is like a shotgun.
Like a pitchfork shotgun.
There you go. Right.
Yeah.
But it will disintegrate whoever it hits.
Organic stuff. Yeah.
So when Darth Vader says no disintegration in Empire Strikes Back, they finally explain what the fuck that means.
Yeah.
Like, oh, wow, they've taken something that was just a throwaway line, maybe.
So he's like ordering them not to use the weapon or whatever.
Right, because he doesn't want... He wants to capture them, doesn't want them dead, basically.
He needs information.
Yeah. He needs to run to that rebel bases.
Right. Our opinion on Mandalorian is not so far that different, really.
Okay.
I'm just a little disappointed. I think they're playing it a little too safe. I feel like a live-action Star Wars show should be taking bigger chances and doing...
I don't know about that.
I think they should be. I mean, because we don't know anything about The Mandalorian. It's kind of just easy peasy storyline, lone wolf cub bullshit.
Well, yeah, it's very much like samurai style.
I think all the episodes are too predictable. The only episode I really liked was episode 2 the most, and episode 1. Those are the two episodes I really liked so far.
I liked when all the Mandalorians are fighting.
I thought it was okay. I thought the action looked good. I feel like the show relies too heavily on nostalgia for you to enjoy it. And they're not doing anything innovative or new or telling you a new story.
I enjoy nostalgia. It's pulling at my nostalgia, and I am happy with it.
And that's fun, and that's all good, but it's not doing anything new or telling you a new story or unveiling something about you never knew about Star Wars, right? That's what it should be doing, but it's not doing that.
But it's not over yet, so we don't know.
Right. It's a little too early.
Yeah.
I do have a lot of fun watching it, but...
I remember watching it, I think last Friday we were watching the new episode, and I just sort of stopped. I'm like, holy crap, we're watching a TV series based on Star Wars, which is based on the Mandalorians. It just struck me as like, holy crap, we're actually watching this, and it's actually pretty good.
Mm.
Are you saying like you want to see like new worlds within the Star Wars universe?
I just want to see a different kind of story. I don't want to see the ending of the story within the first 5 minutes of the story.
Okay.
I feel like it's a too little...
Are you just saying it's sloppy writing or...
A little bit. It's a little too episodic at this moment. There's not enough mythos.
Mm-hmm.
Like all the Mandalorian stuff in the first two episodes were very interesting, but that's all we got.
Okay. Well, I mean, they're building up to something because, I mean, they've already filmed.
Are they building up to something? Because it doesn't feel like they are.
Well, they're already filming
after
the second
episode
season.
Four, I kind of feel like we're just going to get a whole bunch of random episodes.
How many episodes are supposed to be in this season?
Six or eight. Six
I don't
or,
know.
Six or question. Eight. It's not a lot. And I feel like the show is too short.
It's like
30 minutes, maybe.
Wow.
The last one was a little bit longer. It was like 40 minutes, but...
What else is on this Disney thing besides Disney movies?
The best thing ever, the Imagineering story.
And Fox stuff.
Yeah.
So, yeah, the Imagineering, I fucking love it. It's a 6-part docuseries all about the Imagineers. It starts off with, you know, Walt Disney creating Disneyland, and they're going to all the different attractions, and they talk about making Disney World and Euro, and
they have a new documentary called One Day at Disney.
Yeah. Is it out yet?
Yeah, it just came out.
Oh, did it?
Yeah.
I'm gonna have to watch that this weekend. There's a book that goes along with that too.
Right.
Which is they go through the life of different people that work at Disney, what they do in the day type of deal. It's everybody from like a cook to like an executive, you know?
To even like somebody who carves the foam to a theme park or
yeah.
whatever.
It's interesting. I like that kind of stuff.
Yeah.
The Imagineering story, it's a Disney parks nerd dream come true. It really is. It's really done well.
Also, what Disney Plus does really well is reminds you that the shit you liked as a kid is not as good as you think it is.
Like what?
I tried watching that Mighty Duck show that I thought I was going to be excited about.
No, I never liked that.
That show was terrible. And then...
I mean, it's about alien ducks. Come on.
I'm just saying. And...
DuckTales, not as good as you remember?
Oh, DuckTales is still fun. I don't know. I'm rewatching Spider-Man. And it's good. But, like, it's rough. You forget how rough things were when you were a kid, I guess.
I've been watching I've watched the first two episodes of the Jeff Goldblum show.
I've only watched the first one.
He's an interesting dude.
He's weird. What you meant to say.
Yes. Super weird. And I don't know if he plays that up.
No, I think that's just him.
That's just him.
You think so? He's got to play a little bit of that up.
You remember him on Portlandia, right?
Yeah.
Yeah, he was a weirdo and a half on that show too.
That's true. Man, I like my Disney Plus. I don't watch it as much as I probably should. I need to go
back. I watch it all the time.
I need to go back and start watching older shows and
that's what I'm
movies
doing.
That I'm like.
I'm going through stuff that I like. Did I really like this as much as I did? Is there also like older movies that I've never seen before? Like vintage movies.
What have you watched?
I tried to rewatch The Black Hole.
Okay, I want to rewatch that. I haven't seen that since I was a kid.
Wow.
I know it doesn't hold up.
Man, the movie is slow.
Yeah, I remember that.
I
had action figures from that
movie. I haven't finished it yet. I've only watched like maybe 40 minutes. Maybe. And fell asleep all three times I tried.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I there's a movie on there. Do you remember the Apple Dumpling Gang?
No.
I used to watch that with my in my uncle's house all the time as a kid. It was Don Knotts and Tim Conway, I believe. Yeah. There was like a sequel to it as well.
Yeah, there's a couple of them on there.
Yeah, and I've been meaning to go back and rewatching those. I know it's not going to live up to my, my childhood memories, but...
I'm also watching like Christmas stuff right now, so...
Have you watched Noelle?
No. Catherine did, though.
Did she?
Yeah.
What did she think of it?
She thought it was terrible.
Really?
Yeah.
I like Bill Hader a lot.
Was Bill Hader in it?
Yeah.
Yeah, she didn't even say that. I don't think she watched that far.
Okay. I might give it a shot because Bill Hader, that's about it.
There you go.
I know, I think Disney Plus is worth the price. You, no matter what you pay, a lot of people are getting it for
you
free.
You get all of Disney's content.
Most of it.
A majority of it.
Stuff that's available to them right now, and they're adding stuff all the time. They're adding original stuff, and they're adding stuff that, you know, is... Netflix has rights to things for a certain amount of years, that type of stuff, you know, but in other streaming services, but they'll eventually get everything back.
Thor Ragnarok is on there now.
Oh, it just got on there?
Yeah.
Okay.
I guess by virtue of it being Disney, they're never going to have anything that's like rated R or whatever.
That's Hulu. That's where all that stuff goes.
Okay, yeah.
Yeah, they even said, yeah, because they said when they get, you know, Deadpool and stuff, that stuff will go to Hulu, you know. I'm excited.
I don't hate Disney Plus at all. I just, I need to find stuff to watch on it that I can tolerate.
There's plenty out there. You just, the app and the in for any device.
It's clunky. Not,
it's very clunky. It doesn't.
The bandwidth issue is my biggest pet peeve.
Yeah.
Like, so I'll be watching and it'll freeze.
Oh, really?
And then I have to turn it off and turn it back on. It's stupid.
They just added the sort of like the remember continue watching.
Yeah, that was when it first came out. That it's on.
It's like so simple. It's like when it first came out, it's like there was no continue watching. I'm watching a Star Wars Resistance, which is okay. I'm only like three episodes in.
I finished
series.
Rebels.
Did you?
Yeah.
Rebels is a great series.
I'm very confused by the ending.
Why?
Did you watch it?
I did.
All the way?
Yeah.
What happens to Ezra?
He becomes bad? I don't know.
No, then you didn't watch the ending.
No.
Liar.
I do. I just forgot.
Oh.
It was like when it first came out, I watched it.
I'm just curious if they're ever going to bring that back into play.
Remind me.
So
I know it's a spoiler here, but...
Thrawn comes and he like force holds Thrawn in place and these giant squids come and... They start to go into hyperspace, and he like
so it turns into
he
Watchmen.
Tells what's her face that I can always count on you, and then they go into light speed, and then it like fast forwards to the future after Return of the Jedi, and then they what's her face Ahsoka shows up and says, "Hey, it's time to you know it's time," and you assume that they're gonna go get Ezra, but like from where,
right,
and how. And then they introduce that whole time travel thing with the Emperor. Is that going to be a play in this new movie? I don't know.
It's true. Where is Ezra?
With the Emperor playing fucking rocks or something. I don't know.
You think he's turned bad, evil?
Nah.
Okay.
I think he became one with the Force. That's my opinion, but I really don't know.
He's going to be a Force ghost.
Yep.
So he died.
Maybe.
Maybe.
One with the Force.
It's a great series.
There's a lot of like episodes you can skip on, but there's a lot of good mythology episodes too.
I agree. I don't think I've watched all of the last season because it was so hard to watch on Disney. You never really knew when it was on.
Right. They kept changing the time.
Yeah, and it was on the app, but it was like the only, they didn't have all the most current episodes. It was very hard to watch sometimes. That's why I missed a lot.
So Disney Plus is your best option to watch it. Watch it from beginning to end. It's good. At least the last season.
I might have to do that. Yeah. What else do you recommend on Disney Plus?
The Great Mouse Detective, because that was the last thing I watched.
Really?
Yeah. I love that movie.
What about The Black Cauldron?
I have not yet to see that.
Oh, you have my blue...
I do have your DVD.
My DVD. And you can watch it here for free. So watch it.
I should. I've watched a Goofy movie maybe like four times.
Okay.
It's good.
Wasn't there a sequel to that?
Yes, there was. It's terrible.
Extremely Goofy movie?
Yeah, Extremely Goofy movie.
Have you watched Simpsons on there?
No.
I watched the first episode.
Simpsons is still available on Hulu for the time being. So
oh, is it?
That's where I watch Simpsons if I want to watch Simpsons.
Okay. There's not a lot of Fox stuff on there yet. I mean, they have like Avatar, but...
They got a few Fox movies, like Home Alone.
Oh, really?
Mm-hmm.
Like, are they going to bring Family Guy over there?
No.
No.
Okay, I was going to say, yeah.
That's a Hulu
I can't
thing.
Imagine that happening. Right. Or American Dad or any of those.
Right. Yeah.
I don't even know if they have rights to that.
Yeah, it's so weird because I guess it aired on Fox. It isn't necessarily owned by Fox.
Right.
So weird.
That's true.
New landscape of everything.
It's probably like owned NBC, by Seth MacFarlane.
NBC doesn't own Friends. Like, how fucking stupid could you guys be not to own
HBO owns Friends now.
Yeah.
Really?
I think so, yeah.
It's going to be on HBO, whatever the new HBO service will be.
Next year.
HBO
Max.
Max. Which they already have an HBO Max, don't they?
No, so it's HBO Go now.
Okay. That's going to replace HBO Now and HBO Go, right?
Right.
So you're going to have these big, it's going to be the big six, basically. Apple, Hulu,
you're
Netflix.
Considering Apple part of the big six?
Well,
they're trying to be. Yeah. They want to be.
They're spending that much money.
They don't have any good content on them.
I haven't heard anything really good about any of their shows. I haven't paid for it. I probably will.
I'll wait to get a new Apple product, and I'll watch it for free for a year. Because that's if you buy a new Apple product, you get a Apple Plus for a year
even
for
like
free.
Like an iPhone or something?
Anything. Any Apple product.
Interesting.
Was an iPhone.
I do. I have an iPhone.
I dislike them immensely.
We're not going to go there.
This is a Star Wars episode, my friend.
That's right. We're off track. Let's a long, long time ago in a galaxy far, far away. All right. Back on track. So
Rise of the Resistance.
Yes. So as we're recording this, Rise of the Resistance opened at Hollywood Studios in Florida. It doesn't open until January in Disneyland. I am actually planning to book a trip to go to Star Wars Galaxy's Edge because I've been wanting to go, but I sort of want to wait for this attraction to open. Everything I saw, I've spoiled myself on it already today. Watched a couple of videos.
I haven't watched any of
it. I know you haven't. All I got to say is the reviews are stellar. They're phenomenal. It's the best attraction.
It's like a 15-20 minute ride.
It's an 18 minute experience. This is not going to spoil too much, but there's three parts of the attraction.
I already knew that.
Okay.
I mean, they said that when they were first building it.
So most you're actually it's weird because like you're in the attraction, but you're still sort of in the queue. The queue is part of the attraction. It's just it's super. Super high-tech, super technological. It looks so much fun.
If they can only fix that Millennium Falcon ride.
Well, isn't that
I don't know if there's anything to fix about it. It's just not it's the best ride.
From what I hear, it's just a terrible ride.
What were you going to say, Sean?
Isn't that part of the queue thing with the Millennium Falcon? Wasn't that supposed to be part of it, too?
The queue is part of the queue.
Well, the queue for the Millennium Falcon is the shock and awe that you're in the Millennium Falcon.
Wow.
You get to go into, like, the lobby.
You can go and sit in there.
Hang out in the ship. But
they expect your shock and awe to hold you over and be enough. Again, relying on nostalgia.
So you can go be an engineer while some kid pilots the ship
right.
into the
it's
walls.
Terrible. Yeah, it's terrible.
I'm excited to ride it because I really want to. But
yeah, because it's the Millennium fucking Falcon. Yeah.
But Rise of the Resistance is really the reason to go. It's the best Disney attraction they've ever made. And I probably will go late May because that's the first time I want to be able to get away. And by that time, the new Mickey Runaway Railroad.
Oh, is that going to be done too?
Opens in March. So
I'm going to be in NAB in April.
Are you?
So, I think I'm going to extend my vacation and go
NAB
to...
NAB is LA, though.
No, it's in Vegas.
Vegas, okay.
I am going to extend my vacation.
Drive to Disney.
And go to Disney for a couple of days.
Just do it. Seriously.
I'm going to tell that to Catherine.
Is she going to be with you?
Yeah.
Oh.
Yeah, at least for after NAB.
Should do it, dude. For real.
Yeah.
It's only a like 4 or 5 hour drive. It's not that bad. I've done it before. From Vegas to Disneyland.
Yeah, that's not bad at all.
Let's do it. It'd be fun. Yeah. You and Dave will see Galaxy's Edge before me at that point. Yeah, we'll both suck. But I'll get there. I'm looking at. I've been looking at hotels. And
I haven't gone yet, so it's It's not guaranteed, but.
But you're closer than I am right now.
Well, I'm going to Vegas for work, so.
Are y'all going to have a booth there or something?
No, just look at vendors and talk to vendors and stuff.
That's
as a cool participant, too. Not working the booth, which is great.
Never did that before.
No.
That'll be interesting.
Yeah.
I got to walk around for like 10 minutes last time I was there.
I don't think I've ever walked around.
Yeah?
Yeah. So it should be an interesting experience.
You might see your old company there.
I plan on it. I'm going to shove it in their face so hard.
Boy, wouldn't Las Vegas be the perfect site for like a Star Wars theme park?
Well, they had a Star Trek.
Like with the desert and everything.
I guess it would be. Yeah, yeah. You're right.
Maybe. There also...
wouldn't be a lot of work involved.
No.
But then you would be stuck to the elements of the earth, right? Like how bad the weather is and all that jazz.
Yeah, I guess so. How bad does the weather get out there?
Hot. Fucking hot. Fucking dude, hot. You don't even understand. Sorry to our Vegas listeners, but it gets hot there. I was there last...
In desert, and when like in like sandstorms and
I was
stuff
like in, I think that was there in June, and it was like 112 degrees.
What's the planet that...
Tatooine?
Yeah, I mean, it would be just like that. I mean, you know, give them the real experience. You want the heat? We got the heat.
That doesn't sound like a good time.
No. Florida's hot enough.
It's just humid in Florida. It's not really that hot.
Yeah. I'm excited for, you know, just to go to Galaxy's Edge. Got to do it all, man. Got to get the lightsaber done. You got to do the...
You're going to do the lightsaber when you go?
I think we are. We have to.
If they get BD-1 in the droid shop, I'm totally going to do that.
They should add BD-1.
They should.
Are you listening?
What if you guys need to do BD-1. That thing where you stay in the hotel?
That opens.
Very expensive.
Okay, so that opens in 2021. They've showed new concept art for that.
Oh, I thought it was already.
No. They're building it right now. It's going to be a 2-night experience. You can't look at that Star Wars hotel as a hotel. You have to look at it like if you went on a couple night cruise. It's going to be expensive as hell. It's going to be like $2,000 a person, apparently, close to that. But you get the full experience. You're in that world. There's no outside world at all once you're in there. I don't know if it's worth that kind of money. I'd have to...
Definitely be an experience that you'd remember, right?
It would.
Especially if you're a kid.
Yeah.
I think you'd be wasted in kids. I think you want to be an adult.
Well, like, imagine being a teenager.
Oh, right.
Yeah. Right? That's like the most immersive thing ever.
Yeah. It's completely immersive. I could honestly see myself paying for that.
I mean, truthfully. It's Westworld for Star Wars.
That's true. Yeah.
Instead of robots, it's real people.
Yeah.
I'm sure they'll have some animatronics in there too.
Yeah.
Except when the robots go bad, they don't go out and eat people.
They eat people?
It's a Jurassic Park reference.
Oh.
Speaking of
Jurassic Park, yeah, Goldblum.
Yep. Let's move on from Galaxy's Edge. Let's talk about the upcoming movie, Rise of Skywalker. There's a lot of rising going
really,
on in the Star
really
Wars.
They like rising.
They like rising and they like awaking.
Yeah, and so returning.
They like morning boners is what they're saying.
You think the title of the movie is a reaction to the reaction of The Last Jedi?
No.
No.
The title was set way before.
Oh, okay. All right.
But who was the Skywalker that's rising?
So there's many ways to interpret this, right?
Yeah.
Like, it could either be Luke Skywalker coming back, which is unlikely.
No.
Right?
He'll probably be a Force ghost, like Return of the Jedi.
Or it could be looked at as if, like, the Skywalker has become the new religion. Like, the new Jedi, basically.
Mm. I could see that.
Yeah.
So Skywalker is the new Force.
The new Force, the new Jedi. The new group of people. They're not called Jedi anymore. They're called Skywalkers.
Oh.
That would be cool, actually. I just don't want them to do anything where they're backing away from what they did on The Last Jedi. Story-wise.
Well, they probably will a little bit because
insinuating that, like, because the thing that I liked about that was that the insinuation that maybe Rey isn't, you know, related to him.
I don't think she is.
Then maybe she's just a regular person.
I think she is just a regular person. Yeah.
She does have some Force abilities, but I don't think she's a Jedi. Because there's people out there with Force abilities that aren't.
There's also that teaser trailer that came out a month ago that showed her like as in Sith costume.
Mm-hmm.
Well, couldn't she have the ability to be a Jedi? Like her talent could be that strong.
I think she's the, and this is just me, like
she's a baddie.
Speculation town here. I think she's the perfect balance of the Force. I think she's evil and good.
Ooh.
Now what about Kylo?
He's gonna have to get redeemed. That's why she's not a Jedi, right? He needs to redeem himself. I don't know how, but
he's like supreme leader now, you know. He's like the badass of the first
one. He's the one that wants to destroy anything via anarchy and shit. So,
because his uncle was a dick to him.
It's true. Well, his uncle did try to kill him in his sleep.
Well, it's a dick. It's a dick move.
Is he going to have like a Mitchell and Webb moment where he's like looking at the cross, like the skull and crossbones on his uniform? He's like, am I the baddie?
Right. I thought you guys were the assholes. I'm excited for the movie, too.
Did you get your tickets already?
I did. I'm going like at 9:45 on opening night.
Oh, you're going opening.
Night. Yeah.
I am going like the 21st.
That's like Saturday?
Yeah.
Okay.
Saturday at like 1 o'clock in the afternoon.
I will be going sometime well after that.
This should go opening weekend, dude.
I don't want to be near people and crowds.
Why, man? That's when nerds are the most vocal.
Yeah, I just don't need that.
Especially after the movie, they're all like, what the fuck was that? Or they'll just say, Rogue One was way better.
Really?
No.
No.
It wasn't.
Rogue One is not a fucking bad movie.
It's a terrible movie.
It's You're not. Right. Watch it again.
Will they really, I have. Would they really voice those opinions out loud?
After the movie.
Yeah.
You'll hear like little groups of kids and
I go
nerds.
To these movies where these people just walk out of the theater and no one says anything and everyone just goes to their car.
Wow, all the movie theaters I go to, I always hear people talking about the movie they just watched.
People just leave. Everyone just leaves.
Maybe it's just Alamo Drafthouse, I guess.
Yeah, I'm sure that inspires something.
How stupid.
Everybody's a critic.
Yeah. How stupid I'm into Star Wars right now. I'm reading the new Star Wars book. I just picked it up.
Which one?
I'm reading it. It's called Resistance Reborn. It's what happens between Last Jedi and the new movie.
Mm.
So,
how far into it are you?
Like chapter 2. I just started it like last night.
Cool.
And that comic book series, I'm going to finish that too.
It looks like it's not even about our main characters. It's like about, I just thumbed through it, but it looks like it's about it's a trap guy. His son.
Mm.
Calamari, Mont Calamari.
One of the main characters in Rise of the Resistance is a Mont Calamari.
General Akbar.
No, he's gone.
No, it's his son.
Yeah.
General Akbar's son.
Beck or something?
I don't know his name. I didn't read the comic. I just thumbed through it.
Okay. I don't know. It looks... I can't wait to go. That's all I got to say. They sold me.
I'm really excited. And plus the fact that it has to be a conclusion to the whole saga in a whole is kind of... I'm hard to wrap my mind around. Like, it's not just a conclusion to this trilogy.
Right, it's the whole thing. All the,
like, previous movies from episode 1.
If anybody can do it, it's J.J. Abrams, though.
Really?
Yeah.
Okay.
So what comes after this, then?
Nothing.
Well, they're going on hiatus for a little bit. Mandalorian episodes. More.
Baby Yoda series.
So no Star Wars movies for a while?
Well, you got the Rian Johnson trilogy that's supposedly still happening.
You don't. They fired the guys from Game of Thrones.
Yeah,
right.
Did you see one of the Mandalorian episodes was directed by Bryce Dallas Howard?
Yeah, that was the last one recently. Yeah, it was terrible. Not a good director.
There's a boom mic in it.
Is it really?
There is.
Yeah,
Jesus.
You could see a boom mic when he's talking to that Mandalorian. Mando is talking to one of the girl from that village. There's a shot where you can fucking see the boom mic like right here.
Maybe it was part of
the. It's amazing that gets by editing.
I know, right?
Like looking at every shot.
Well, that's what they get paid for. I mean,
maybe have more than one person in the editing suite.
Sometimes they do
catch and be like, "Hey."
Sometimes they, you know, they wake they, up. Sometimes there is multiple editors just for that reason, you know.
Well, like they're making these episodes consecutively, so it's hard to do that. Also, what's interesting about The Mandalorian is that it's all shot on a soundstage.
Really?
All of it.
Wow.
Yeah. So, like, those trees and shit that you see in the background, none of it's real.
Really?
Yeah. It's like these giant green walls, or white walls. I'm sorry, they're white.
Are they really?
Giant white walls, and they got these 3D projectors that move in real time.
Where did you see all this?
It's just what I've been reading.
I want to see, like, a making of it now. That sounds interesting.
Yeah, so apparently this is the technology that Jon Favreau has been toying with when he made Lion King and a little bit before that.
I guess Lion King was a proof of concept for something.
Yeah.
Because it wasn't a movie.
It was a copy of a movie.
It was a copy of a movie.
With Disney nature clips.
It was Disney. It was right. It was Disney nature. That's what it was.
Yeah.
I'll probably watch it again when it comes on Disney Plus, you know.
Lion King?
Yeah.
No, I won't.
I saw it in the theater.
I just watched the animated one. It's much better.
I need to watch the sequels to that. They have them on there. I haven't seen those in a long time.
I've never seen any of the sequels.
Really?
Yeah. There's very few, like, Disney animated sequels I actually enjoy.
There's like, all 15 Little Mermaid sequels on there or whatever.
I've never seen any of those. The only sequels I remember enjoying was the Aladdin sequels.
Yeah.
And, like, maybe looking back, those probably weren't very great either.
Probably not. I haven't gone back and watched them again. I need to.
Right.
Like, Return of Jafar was one of them.
I remember that being good.
Yeah.
But I also remember King of Thieves being good, too. But I was, like, 10.
I remember the TV series being good.
Right.
Sorry. That's not on there, is it?
I'm dying.
I know.
Live on recording.
Live on recording.
Yep.
This is the last appearance.
For your ear holes.
This is the last appearance of George on the show, as he will be dead after
it's
this.
It's cool. I will go out dying saying how bad Rogue One is.
Agree to disagree.
Why do we care about Jyn Erso? We don't. You know why? Because all she wants to do is rebel. Why does she want to rebel? You have no fucking idea.
Because she wants to rebel.
It's stupid.
She's a rebellious teenager.
Didn't they kill her father?
No.
Wasn't that her father that they killed?
Her dad was one of the engineers for the
Death Star.
Death Star.
Yeah. I think there was a conversation about, like, why she wanted, what her motive was at some point, right?
It was still terrible.
What do you think of that movie?
It was irritating. I liked it. It's fine.
So irritating. Because it could have been good.
Yeah.
It could have been great, actually. And then it just settled for mediocre shit.
One thing I'll say about Rogue One is I did think it was going to be more brutal than it was, the action.
Same thing for Solo. Like, I wanted Solo to be good. It wasn't great.
They should never have done that, probably.
You're probably right.
For what Solo was, I still enjoy it. It's not a great movie, but it's still entertaining.
Yeah, except for all the really infuriating parts.
Okay.
They're, like, super infuriating. Like, his name, for one.
Okay, yeah, I'll give you that.
The fact that he can all of a sudden speak Wookieese.
Well, he always was able to speak Wookiee.
Not the way he did it.
He
responded.
Speaking of, how cool is it to go to Kashyyyk on...
It's the easiest, my favorite island, or favorite planet.
In Jedi Fallen Order.
That and the Death one...
Oh, Dathomir?
Dathomir, thank
That's
you.
That's a weird fucking planet. You start going crazy on that planet.
I like those two planets. Those are fun. All the zombie chicks.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Who is in charge of dictating where the story goes for Star Wars, you know?
The Star Wars story group.
Yeah, there's a group that actually does that, yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
So it's not like they have to get approval from George Lucas or he's out of
the picture. Oh, he's out of the picture, yeah.
Okay.
There's a group of people that actually work for Lucasfilm. Now Disney, apparently, that their job is to make sure whatever happens in the Star Wars universe, be it a movie, game, comic book, all that kind of stuff, gets everything correct and make sure that the canon is going in the right direction and all that kind of stuff.
That's
cool. I want that job.
I wonder, like, how they determine what the right direction is. Like, we need to set it up so we
what
have like
makes
20
the most
years
amount
of
money.
Yeah, that kind of thing.
someone mentioned Baby Yoda at one point, and everybody lost their shit.
So I don't know anything about. So all I've been doing is seeing this meme. I'm guessing this is from The Mandalorian.
Yeah.
Is it really Baby Yoda?
We don't know.
There's no the it's the what do they call it? The child.
Yeah,
it's the asset that he was. His first bounty basically was to go get this kid. You don't know his name yet. You know who, what he is, where he's from, or even if it's a he, whatever.
Right.
All you know that
is it's the same the species offshoot of the as Empire Yoda's.
Want it.
Yeah, the Empire wants him bad.
The offshoot of the Empire, because the Empire doesn't exist anymore.
But it's clearly, that's true. It's, but whatever it is, or whomever it is, it's clearly a baby.
Yes.
Well, it's 50 years old.
Okay, but 50-year-old.
But it ages differently.
Right.
That his species ages differently. Yeah,
this has hit such a zeitgeist that it's entering NFL games now.
Is it
just
really?
So you guys know
really
how?
There was a big game the other night, the Seahawks versus the Vikings. The Seahawks won in dramatic fashion. One of the dances they did, one of the celebration dances, was the Seahawks players danced in the end zone, mimicking a New Edition dance from a music video from the 90s. And Russell Wilson's the quarterback for the Seahawks. And he, I guess, wasn't part of the dance thing, but he wanted to go over there and celebrate with them anyway. But he's watching them do this dance in the end zone, just kind of standing there. And the memes flooded about, like, matching Russell Wilson to Baby Yoda, just standing there watching this dance happen. And it became such a big thing that he took it as his own avatar on Twitter now. And it was even mentioned in the, like, NFL coverage, like, in, like, the post-game shows and all this kind of stuff. And
wow.
Yeah. So that's happening.
There you go.
It hit zeitgeist quick.
Yeah.
Like that first episode premiered when it came out, and like the next that fucking night he was everywhere.
Well, cuz he kept on getting excessively more cute.
He's damn cute. But
so was it in Disney freaked out about this and started taking like ordering the meme to be taken down or something?
No.
Well, they took at one point they took the GIF down, like, because there was like some copyright infringement or something like that.
Oh, like took it away from the toolbox of GIFs.
Yeah, but you know, people now were like clamoring for merch.
Right.
And I understand they wanted to keep this a big surprise and a big secret. But I mean, the first Funko Pop's not going to come out until May.
You can get pre-order now.
You can pre-order it. Yeah. But pre-ordering is not the same as having it for Christmas for all the people that want it.
Right.
They could have made so much fucking money if they had this now. Right.
They didn't anticipate this.
Stuffed animals, all these cons leading up to the original official merchandise, all these, you know, artisans and stuff like that. There's going to be so much Baby Yoda shit everywhere.
It's the new Deadpool.
It is the new Deadpool. The new Harley Quinn.
Yeah, there you go.
It's just going to be everywhere, and people are gonna fucking, you know, soak it up and just lick it up. I want Baby Yoda everything.
Right.
You have a print that you did of Baby Yoda, I want it. It's just, it's gonna be everywhere until it's oversaturated and gets annoying, and which is starting to for me, right, a little bit. Right.
And I mean, it's already kind of like that anyway.
By then, the official stuff will come out and no one will care.
Yeah, pretty much.
Yeah.
I don't know. Depends on what it is. I mean,
I kind of want, someone pitched this idea of like a magnetic floating Baby Yoda in the little carriage thing.
Yeah.
I would want one of those.
Like Death Stranding?
Sure.
You know, little thing. They do have stuff at Disney that are magnetic. They have a Groot. They actually have a Yoda one already, and they have a Chewbacca one. It's just, when I was there last time, they're magnetic and they can fit on your shoulder, they can fit on your backpack, you know, wherever you put them.
No, the one I'm talking about is like a desk thing, and he's in that little pod, whatever he came in, and it just floats on your desk.
That'd be sort of cool.
Yeah, I kind of want that.
All right.
I'd pay $10 or $15 for that.
You gotta get into the Baby Yoda craze, man. It's everybody's doing it. Come on, Sean.
Or just get Disney Plus already.
Yeah, I'll eventually get it. When it's all finished, I'll get it.
They already beat out Netflix and the fastest subscribers ever.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And there's not that many original shows. The Marvel shit hasn't even started yet.
Yeah.
And it's supposed to be starting in the summer, right?
I think maybe the first one.
The What If series?
I don't know what's going to be first. Is it What If or is it Falcon and...
I thought the What If series was coming first.
Maybe. I don't know. I have it for 3 years, so it's not, doesn't really make a difference.
Right.
I'll watch it anyways.
I already bought in, so.
That's right.
Are they making you do contracts for that one, or are you just?
I did, because I did the D23 deal, where if you You got 3 years and you only paid for two. You got basically one free.
Part of the appeal for all this stuff for me is that you can just dip in and out of these services whenever you want to, you know? Like, I'm sick of Netflix. I'll cancel that, go to HBO and whatever, yeah. You know? So.
Speaking of HBO.
I just don't ever cancel anything.
Speaking of HBO, let's talk about The Watchmen.
The best show of the year.
Who's watching The Watchmen?
You should be.
It is so damn good. And I'm glad they went the route they're doing with the show and not doing a...
It sucks that you haven't seen the new episode. I wanted to ask your opinion.
I plan to. I've started it, but I haven't been able to finish it yet. I'm maybe 10 minutes
into it. I'm curious why they went this route, but I'm sure it'll be answered in the next episode.
Oh. Okay. It's really well done. It's done by Damon Lindelof, so there's a lot of weirdness to it and a lot of open-ended things happening. You know what I mean?
Is he the Lost guy?
Yeah.
Yeah. But I also think this is probably his most accessible work besides Lost.
Accessible? Not really.
Really? You don't think so?
I don't know. It's weird, dude.
What's weird about it?
I mean, they explain a lot of what's going on, but...
Yeah, there's no unanswered questions or anything.
Not yet.
And then, like, if you're a fan of the comic, you get heavily rewarded.
Well, yeah, if you're a fan of the comic and not... I mean, okay, so the movie that came out, when did it come out? Like
2005, 2006?
Yeah, veers off from the story in the comic just majorly.
At the end.
So...
The themes and stuff were all pretty spot on. Like, Zack Snyder's Watchmen was like, if someone had to recreate the comic without thinking about what the comic was, that's what the Watchmen movie was. Sure.
Ending completely different.
Yeah, it ended differently because he thought the idea of a giant squid would look ridiculous on screen. And
have you read the series?
Yeah, I read. I still own the book, actually.
Yeah.
And Damon Lindelof disagrees and thinks that the only canon that matters is the comic.
Yeah.
And this is a sequel to the comic that takes place 30 years later.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
And it's really good. My favorite show of the year.
Jean Smart's really good in it.
Who?
Jean Smart. She was on Designing Women. She's
Who's she playing?
She was the Sugar Baker woman.
FBI detective. Not detective, but whatever her name is. I can't think of her name on the show.
Now. Silk Spectre lady?
Yes.
The older lady?
Yes.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I mean, it's no secret. They kind of give it away as soon as they introduce her.
They do, sort of, yeah. I thought that was cool. And then Ozymandias. I don't know what the hell. Do they ever explain what's going on with him?
Sort of.
Okay. I know he's like in a prison somewhere type of deal.
On the...
Wherever he's
close at. Close your ears. Moon of Jupiter. Did you close your ears?
No.
Oh, is that where he's at?
Yeah.
Okay.
Heck of a place for a prison.
They answered that last episode, or the episode before that.
I know he's... Well, he was trying to get off, but... And he went into the clouds.
He, like, launched himself.
Yeah.
And then he went through the clouds.
Right.
And he ended up in space.
Right.
And then he made, like, a sign.
Right. Out of the dead bodies.
Out of the dead bodies he was launching.
But I thought that was just... He's like in a weird between like an interdimensional thing or something like that.
He's in a prison that maybe somebody put him in.
Yeah.
I think Dr. Manhattan put him in prison.
Oh, yeah. I definitely agree on that.
Yeah.
There's no doubt about that. It's a really good series.
It's great. Easily my favorite of the year. The best thing I've watched all year.
Best thing.
Mm-hmm. Hmm. On TV, at least.
Okay. I'm tending to agree with that. It's really good.
There hasn't been a show like this that made me think about it this much between episodes, and it's great that it's between episodes. Unlike The Mandalorian, like, I wish Mandalorian was all bingeable, because I think it would be more enjoyable that way in a bingeable format, where here, like, I'm not waiting for the next Mandalorian episode. Like, I was like, oh shit, yeah, that's right, it's out. Versus The Watchmen, I am... dying for the next episode to come out.
Have you been watching Silicon Valley?
I'm behind. I think like 3 episodes behind.
I think this coming weekend is the last episode.
Oh, really?
Ever.
Wow.
Yeah. It's a good season. It's not great or anything. It's okay.
Well, it hasn't been great since What's-His-Face left.
It's sort of true.
T.J.
Yeah.
Miller.
Yeah. Have you watched Silicon Valley?
I'm like, last time I watched it was like season three.
Hmm.
Yeah.
I really liked season three of Get Shorty.
I have yet to watch that.
Such a good show. I think you would actually really like it.
I just don't have the time. There's so much shit to watch.
Sean, I think the first two seasons maybe on Netflix, maybe. Let's give it a shot. Watch the first episode. Let me know what you think of it.
Most definitely will.
Yeah.
It's on my queue to watch. I just have to make
time. I wasn't expecting to like it as much as I did. Speaking of Netflix, I want to talk about this real quick. I watched a movie.
Is it called The Irishman?
It is called The Irishman. Mm-hmm. I want to get your opinion first.
I haven't seen it yet.
You haven't seen it?
No, I have not.
Okay.
I haven't seen it because I've heard it's like 3.5 hours long.
It is 3.5 hours long. I like Scorsese, but one of my favorite movies of all time is Goodfellas.
Uh-huh.
One of my other favorite movies of all time is Casino.
So gangster movies.
Gangster movies done by Scorsese featuring Joe Pesci and Robert De Niro specifically are one of my favorite movies.
It's a very small niche for you to
enjoy. It is a very small niche, but he itches that with The Irishman.
Uh-huh.
I really did enjoy it. It's not as good as Goodfellas or...
It's a different movie from what I understand.
Completely. It's gangster-esque.
Gangsters get old, is what I understand.
Yes. They do a lot of de-aging, and people complain about it. I'm like, I don't mind the de-aging of everybody. I thought everybody did a really good job. Pacino as Jimmy Hoffa was, it's weird, but it's sort of cool.
Isn't Jimmy Hoffa fat?
No, not really. He's sort of fat.
I thought Jimmy Hoffa was always fat.
Not really. Not really. Like, no. Not that I know.
I'm thinking of Al Capone. Never mind.
Yeah. You know who Jimmy Hoffa is, right?
Yeah.
The Teamster, all that. You got, yeah.
I just get them.
He's missing, quote unquote.
He's buried in Wrigley Field.
You think so?
No, I don't know.
Oh, okay. Why would it be buried in Wrigley Field?
I don't know. I'm just making shit up.
Okay.
Just weird shit you hear about Jimmy Hoffa all the time.
Yeah. I like how they went... they did it in this movie. The movie's based on a book, so it's not based on a real story.
This has been a passion project for Scorsese for a long time.
He's been working on it for a long time. You can tell it was like all 3.5 hours are in it. It was weird. I was watching it, and my wife was in the room, and I paused it to go to the bathroom, and I looked at the screen. I'm like, holy shit, there's still 2.5 hours left. But I powered through that one night.
Did you see Silence?
No.
That was Scorsese's last movie.
I have not.
And that was almost 3 hours long.
What is that? What is it about?
It's about these two Christian missionaries who to Japan.
Didn't interest me.
It's really good.
Is it really?
Yeah, it's really good.
Okay.
Has Kylo Ren in it.
Oh, that's right.
And also has old Spider-Man.
Tobey Maguire?
Andrew Garfield? That sounds right.
Newest Spider-Man.
Yeah.
What have you watched recently? Have you watched any movies or TV shows, Sean?
I've been watching Our Planet on Netflix.
What is that?
It's like a nature show?
The David Attenborough one. Oh. It's like the newest one that they've done. But it's like a year old already, but it's good. It's just it has a lot of like guilt tripping about like
really
human beings causing the... And they're trying to say, like, hey, you like all this stuff you're watching, this nature stuff?
Well, fix it.
Yeah, this is all going
to
go away.
It's all on you to do it.
And I get it, but you to kind of partition these episodes out because the guilt factor is really high.
I don't want to watch a show when I feel guilty about being alive.
Just sort of like, I don't know what I'm supposed to. I'm voting for the right guy. It's just not working. So, yeah.
What else? That it?
Yeah, just reruns of
sports.
Stuff. Yeah, sports. Just
Seinfeld.
Football. Yeah, Seinfeld. Nonsense. Aqua Teen, Hunger Force.
Apparently. Hell yeah. Thank you.
Which all the episodes are on Adult Swim's website.
Quick mention about Adult Swim.
Yeah.
Is you know who had a reunion at the Adult Swim Film Fest or Adult Swim Festival?
Metalocalypse.
Yes, they did.
I watched the concert.
I watched it on YouTube.
I saw a clip.
Me too.
Of
it. It's on there. You can still watch it now. The whole thing's out there.
It is awesome.
Yep.
Which mean, and they also released like 3 new songs.
Yeah.
So which may mean new season in the works.
Maybe.
Need to.
Maybe.
I'll believe it when I see them.
Me too.
Doing it, yeah.
But like you know, a man could dream.
Do you ever see them live?
No.
No.
I wanted to.
It was fun. It was a good time.
They're saying they're going to go on tour.
Really?
Yeah. to really drum up that, you know, the interest for.
Well, if Gene Hoagland's involved, I don't care. He can. One of my favorite drummers of all time. Best drummer of all time.
I don't know who that is.
Gene Hoagland? Do you know who Gene Hoagland is?
Mm-hmm.
Come on, dude. Testament?
Oh, now I do. Yeah, I know that name.
Metalocalypse?
I know that
name. Dark Angel?
Too.
Apparently, there's rumors that there's going to be a new Dark Angel album.
Oh.
Which is weird. Have you heard the new X Order?
Yeah, I did listen to it.
What do you think of it?
It was strange.
It's good, dude. What do you mean strange?
It was strange to me. I remember we talked about this on one of the episodes.
I know.
Yeah.
It's really good.
I'll have to go back and listen to it, but I remember just being
I think there's something you would enjoy.
Thrown off.
If you like thrash and Pantera, that type of stuff, check out the new X Order.
X Order.
AXHORDE.
Like chopping axe.
EX. Yeah. It's really fucking good. It's really catchy. I think it's my favorite thrash album of this past year.
Wow.
For sure.
Saying a lot.
It is saying a lot, for real. I'm saying it because it is saying a lot. It,
okay.
X-Order, check it out.
X-Order, check it out.
Mourn the Southern Skies, I think is the name of the album.
Yeah, that sounds right.
So if you want to hear us more talk about more metal, check out the last episode of MSRcast, which was episode 230. We had George on board.
Yeah, I was still sick.
Yeah, you were. So you know, normally on this show we do George Hates Metal. We let George pick all the music on the episode, except for a couple songs that we picked, but there was some interesting stuff. We liked some of it, some of it maybe not so much.
Well, because you don't know what you're talking about.
No, I think we do know what we're talking about. You just have weird tastes sometimes.
No.
It was fun, though, to let George pick out all the metal. So sort of George loves metal, question mark.
Lots of question marks.
Lots of question marks.
Just a shrug emoji.
Maybe. All right.
Maybe I'll do it again when my voice is feeling better and I can be more boisterous about my opinions on the show.
Nah, I don't know if we want that.
It's just exactly what you want. I think this is why you picked me to do it this time around, so I couldn't talk
so
much.
You're like, oh, your voice is not is bad? You're sick? All right, come on over.
Yeah, it's basically what you said.
Any other topics you guys want to touch on before we wrap it up?
You want to do what's tickling our geeks?
I guess we could, yeah. Let's do that. Forgot about that.
You want to go first?
You go first, sir. Let's let our guest go first.
What's tickling my geek?
So this is a segment of the show where you talk about what you're excited for. Is something, is there a TV show or the concert or something you've read, something you're listening to, whatever's tickling your inner geek.
I'm excited for the Star Wars, genuinely excited for it because I don't get to have that feeling of wanting to go to a theater as much as I guess other normal people do. It's just not.
Why do you look at me?
You're calling
us
normal. What are you?
So I'm definitely excited about that. And then I don't know, NFL playoffs are right around the corner, so I'm always excited about that.
Oh, sports ball. Yeah, that's right.
Yep.
The big old pigskin.
Yeah.
What about you? What are you excited for?
I'm a big poster fan.
That's right.
If y'all didn't know that already,
I've been to your house. You don't have much more room.
No,
it's like my house.
I have zero room. I am going to a Mondo show this weekend to go see the Disney Pixar Mondo show.
That's cool.
So I'll probably be coming back with like a couple of posters that I don't have room for. So there you go. I'm very excited about it.
You're going to go do the typical Austin stuff too? What else are you going to do?
Oh, yeah. Just, you know, make a weekend out of it as well.
That'd be fun.
Yeah, hopefully.
All right. Tickling my geek. Star Wars, yes, of course. Insomnium with Omni Gatherum coming up soon. I bought VIP tickets, so
it's many months away.
It is still many months away. I'm excited for that. I plan to collect all the vinyl beforehand so I can get them to autograph it all. And I'm going to, like you reminded me, I got to get a new drum head for them to sign.
There you go.
I'm also excited for going to see the Monkees again.
When's that?
April 19th, maybe. It's a Sunday night in San Antonio.
Oh, in San Antonio.
Yeah. They're actually doing four dates that are in driving distance, and that's the one we picked. They're playing the next Friday at one of the casinos in Lake Charles, I think.
Like Cashada or something?
It's the other one, maybe. The
Golden Nugget?
It is Golden Nugget, yeah. Golden Nugget.
Oh, so you're not going to go to Hell's Heroes? This is the 18th Saturday?
I don't know. Shit, that's going to be a busy week. It's all in April, isn't it?
Yeah.
Holy crap, I didn't even think about that.
Yeah, they haven't announced a full lineup for Hell's Heroes yet, so.
They haven't. Who's on that? Who's on it right now?
They said they're finalizing it right now, so it's the big bands for me are Traveler, and then High Spirits is going to be on there, who I've always wanted to see, so. Yeah.
I know, I got to look at my schedule that week, dude. It's going to be crazy.
Yeah.
Totally forgot. It's all 1 week, isn't it?
Mm-hmm.
Damn. Yep.
Maybe skip the San Antonio show, go to the Lake Charles one.
Already bought tickets.
Oh.
Why not just go to both?
I'm planning. I mean,
you could still go to Hell's Heroes and then drive to San Antonio the next day. It would just suck.
Yeah.
That's a terrible drive.
It's okay. It's
to San Antonio.
The drive to Austin, hell, the drive to Dallas is more pleasant than the drive to San Antonio. It's just like one bumpy stretch of I-10 versus like nicely paved 45 or a nicely paved road to Austin, which I always forget what the number is.
I've done the drive all the way down I-10 to California, so.
It's a bumpy ass road.
I never had a problem driving to San Antonio. I enjoy it.
I always like fall asleep at some point, too.
I'm not driving with you then.
Yeah, you're never driving ever.
If we're going to a concert, I'm driving. You're not driving. Well, I think that sort of wraps up this episode. Of course, let's talk about where everybody can find us on the interwebs. You can find us at metalgeekspodcast.com. You can find us, of course, with esonetwork.com, where you can find all the shows that make up the ESO Network. Subscribe to us there on their feed where all the shows are together. Where you can find all the great shows that make up the network. You can find us on Spotify, on iTunes, subscribe to us there, Stitcher, all the places you can find podcasts, you can subscribe to us there. We're on the social medias at Metal Geeks. And if you want to contact us through email, msrcast@gmail.com. Where can they find Mr. George here?
You can find me on all the social medias at George Tripsas. It's TRIPSAS.
That was quick. What about Mr. Pigeon?
Everywhere at themetalpigeon.com. Or themetalpigeon and then at themetalpigeon.com too.
And you just put out your article of top 10 songs of the year?
Mm-hmm.
Can you give us a hint? Of what's number 10?
Of songs of the year?
Mm-hmm.
Number 10 was... am I forgetting my...
you're forgetting your own list, man.
Yeah. You have to go to the website to find out.
Oh, look at that tease right there.
I mean, it is late.
It is. And you got your top 10 albums coming out, too.
Yeah, hopefully.
I think possibly the next time we record both MSRcast and Metal Geeks will be our year-end rewind episodes. Of course, we don't really do our top 10. It's just everything that we've enjoyed in the past year.
It would be really hard for me to do that this year.
Of top 10?
Everything.
Why is that?
Because it was a really shitty year for movies.
It's a great year for music, that's for sure.
I don't know. I guess.
Yeah. I think so. Do you think so?
Yeah, I'd have a hard time filling out something like that.
Music. I'm talking about music.
Oh, for music.
Yeah.
No, this was the hardest year just in terms of like the abundance of choice.
Yeah. Agreed.
Yeah.
All right. Well, thanks for tuning in to Metal Geeks Podcast. Of course, I have been Carrie the Metal Geek along with...
George motherfucking Tripsis.
And...
Sean the Metal Pigeon.
Thanks for tuning in, and as always,
keep it metal
and
keep it geeky.
Thank you.
This has been a broadcast of the ESO Network. Be part of the crew and help support our shows by donating to our ESO Patreon or by shopping through Amazon.com or the TeePublic store, which can all be found at www.esonetwork.com. The ESO Network, your station for all things geek.
I'm Drew Leiter.
And I'm Cletus Jacobs.
And we're inviting you to check out our podcast, The Earth Station DCU. We talk all things DC comics, television, movies, and news.
We'll give you weekly comic recommendations and keep you informed on what's going on with DC TV and movies.
We are part of the ESO Network. You can catch a new episode weekly on iTunes, Google Music, Stitcher, or wherever fine podcasts are found.
Hey, Geekazoids. Thanks for listening to another fine podcast brought to you by MSR Productions. All rights reserved, blah, 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 blah. For reviews, archives of our podcasts, and all your other metal geekery needs, please visit metalgeeks.net. Keep it geeky. Keep it metal.